Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, today is election day. It's in the voters' hands. Heading to the polls, Omaha's primary election gets kicking off 8 a.m. today. Polling hours are from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Candidates hoping to advance the general election in both the mayoral and the city council races. It's the top two vote getters that move on to that city's May 9th general election.
And the news organizations are saying they expect higher turnout than the last few primary elections.
I figured there would be because it's so many people running.
All the advertising. And
yeah. You know, so yeah, good. Get out there and vote and
23% is what they're expecting, which is higher than previous years. I know, it's hard to believe.
I'm curious, it seems like, all right, so there are a lot of people that ran, and they get lots of free press. What are the stipulations for running, let's say in 4 years from now? I mean, why don't we just run just for the free promotion for the show?
I can run for the show.
I mean, I know, obviously, I'm sure every radio clown has tried to do that. Well, but I mean, I just think, I'm just curious, logistically...
Yeah. You hit all the spots. Yeah. I mean, you would hit.
You do.
I mean, you're of the right age. You live in the area. You have, you know, you've been there for a certain amount of time.
You
there
own a
really
company?
Aren't a whole lot of qualifiers.
Well, because it seems like some of the people on the list, like when they have meetings, like they're not even there.
Yeah. It's like I would be there. If you're legitimately running,
they've been getting a default plug.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not there.
Right.
You know?
I mean,
and then
some of it they're excluded from, too, which is sort of what they're griping about. You know, it feels like they've already decided who the top two vote getters are. And so the other candidates are sort of omitted.
The bit would be is you run as an independent.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then you got to run on some fringe platform like Weed.
Yeah, Weed or...
Or
bringing an NFL team.
Yeah. Helmets. Helmet on motorcycle, something. I mean, I don't know. Gambling...
Yeah, and I mean, it's a nonpartisan race. You wouldn't even have to declare yourself independent. I mean, all you have to do is, I mean, it's not a Dem, Republican, any of that kind of stuff.
I'm just saying, I always wonder if some of these people just do it for the free publicity. I mean, I know it depends on how much money you got to spend. What's the minimum?
Yeah, anyway. Is there a minimum to spend?
Just get on and vote.
You don't have to have a minimum to spend it. You do have to do a certain amount of fundraising. I think you have to have it...
That's interesting.
See, the bit was, what I'm saying is if you were doing this just to promote your own business,
sure.
You're not going to make it past the primary.
No.
Today's the end of the run.
No, but I know exactly who all those people are and what they do.
But in every commercial, you're because wearing a big party show t-shirt.
Yeah,
I
don't think you'd want practical. You would want some fringe element that people even snarkily laugh about. They're like, yeah, that guy's going to solve our mosquito problem.
Yeah.
They're like, whatever, man. Every time I see him,
and your all of a ads sudden I are like drugs. Political ads. My opponent is very quiet on mosquitoes. Like everyone are like, what's with the mosquitoes? And you're attacking all the other opponents.
Like a mosquito.
On mosquito prevention.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And the other people running are like,
that's not a thing.
That's not a thing that we do.
I mean, seriously, aren't you more concerned about the budget balancing or infrastructure? You're like, no.
And
mosquitoes
see, once,
are way sexier to talk about.
Once your opponent's talking about it,
then
you've
right.
won the argument.
You've won the argument, and you buy more trucks.
Anyway, get on out and vote.
Yeah
today, polls open at 8 a.m. They're open till 8 p.m. Find your polling place. You can go to the website votedouglascounty.com. It also lists locations where early ballots can be dropped off. You can get all that done today. And the other thing...
They're expecting 65,000 voters.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, the more people we get involved in deciding... Mayor's huge. I mean, get out there and shake a tail, people. These are the people that are deciding literally your garbage pickup, what they're doing with
snow
your tax
removal,
dollars,
snow
all removal,
stuff,
all that stuff that hits you where you live. These are the people that do all of that.
65,000 people got to make time today to get to that polling place.
Yeah. So you got until 8 p.m. tonight, starting at 8 a.m. 12-hour window. Come on. You can do it. It's easy peasy. Omaha Public School Board finally made a decision when it comes to a new superintendent after all three candidates dropped out. The board decided that they will accept applications for an interim superintendent until April 12th. So it's a small window, but they're kind of on a tight schedule. Current superintendent Mark Evans is scheduled to leave at the end of the school year. Evans says he is not sure if he will apply for the interim spot.
That's who they're throwing, bandying his name out, like, right out of the gate.
Would you just stick around for a little bit? He's like, I don't know if I'm that interested. There's a reason. I already have my Hawaiian shirt. I've already picked the beach I'm going to hang out on.
Ready.
I am out of here. News on the Gordman's closing. This new four stores across Omaha are going to be shuttering.
But someone came in.
Yep.
And bought a bunch of them.
Yep. Stage stores.
Stage.
Yeah, was it Stage yet? Did it? Okay. All right.
But they're closing four. They're only keeping a couple. So there's going to be the one in Council Bluffs that's going to stay open, and Lincoln is going to stay open.
I'm sure the Gordman's people are like, why are you guys so suddenly fascinated with us now that we're going out of business? Why didn't you go shop at our place?
I know they did on the news.
Phonies. We always cry when things leave.
I loved it. Oh my gosh, the news was all over it yesterday. They're interviewing people standing outside.
I loved it.
This is my favorite store ever.
Well, liars. On the flip side of a job.
Thanks
opportunity.
A lot for all shopping on Amazon.com. They should have given the camera double fingers.
Yeah, no way.
Thanks a lot, Amazon Prime.
Coming in hot. But Facebook, some job opportunities could be opening up in Sarpy County. A new today at a news conference, they're expected to announce plans for a multi-million dollar data center at the intersection of Highway 50 and Capehart Road.
So this is the Facebook facility they've been whispering about. So now we know it's real. 10 a.m. today, you know it's important. The governor's going to be there.
Yes.
All the leaders of Papillion.
Spokesperson from Facebook.
Somebody in the media had found the registry.
Okay.
Traced it back to Facebook headquarters. So they're like, sweet.
Wonder how you would apply for gigs. They probably don't do that yet.
Yeah, they haven't
build,
even
right?
constructed. So the plans include 410,000 square foot buildings. So it's going to be quite a sizable footprint in Sarpy County.
They've been working for months on development of what they call Power Park East and Power Park West.
Sounds so powerful.
I mean, it's all Facebook, man. So all those stupid Facebook comments we all make, we're going to be living in Papillion.
Mm-hmm. And
wow.
Broadway.
Your bikini photos.
All of it.
Interesting because did you just see the new legislation?
Your youth.
Oh, it's everything's
because every day you're older.
Yeah.
And you get a Facebook flashback from 2 years ago and you're not fat.
Oh, God. Yeah, I got
it. It's like your happiness is going to live out there.
Ooh.
What was the story?
Time Castle. Internet companies can now sell your online information without your knowledge or permission.
Why?
And without compensating you, new legislation that President Trump just signed yesterday.
They've been wanting it forever.
Yeah.
Wiped out privacy rules that the Federal Communications Commission passed last year.
It sucks for all of us, but a lot of people were also saying, did you think they didn't have it?
I'm sure they do.
But it was at least something that you could stand on and say, this is, you can't do this. I mean, if you caught them doing it.
I know, there's no corporate ethics anymore. A lot of people were like,
hey, man.
Well, how do we know what they do? Because they
they've
got your whole history. Have you ever seen they say what it looks like from the business side when you go online?
Yeah.
When you are going anywhere, there's just this orbit around you
of
your search history that they see.
Information is gold, Jerry.
Yeah, gold, Jerry.
I mean, the whole internet is already
bummed me out, though.
Shooting back at you what it thinks you want to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this just, I don't know. There's just something, this was like the last, I felt sad when I read this. I was like, wow. I mean, they don't even have to ask me now.
We
like,
all
they can
thought
just
it
come
was,
into my house and do whatever they want.
We all thought it was mutually assured destruction. You're like, well, this is everybody. I mean, do you want your search history out there?
That's everything. I mean, they can do anything.
I've always figured it was anyway. I mean, what the hell? I search out bikinis and next, you know what? I get bikini emails.
I don't know.
I mean, it happens.
Well, who's to know what they're going to use it for? I mean, that's the thing. They don't have to ask.
Protection,
you.
Maybe? Protect the country?
Well, who are you more afraid of knowing what you do on the internet? Corporate America or the government? I mean, the government already has access to
it. I don't want the company, like, I don't want this company knowing what I do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want corporations knowing. I mean, the government, there's that veil of like, you have privacy rights, you know, whatever. But corporations, I'd like to think that they have to ask me before they shake me down for what's going on.
Not no
matter. I know, but I'm just saying, it's sort of phony outrage. We already learned this before. Remember when people were mad at Verizon, then it came out every corporate company
they've been doing
gives
it.
All of your information to the government.
Yeah, maybe they can
all
regulate
of your metadata,
it.
And then we were like,
"Well, the government's
we were outraged
different, but they're
for
giving
a little bit
to each other."
We were that outraged for a little bit, but we were like, "Okay, but it's terror, man. Freedom ain't free."
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I mean, the boat has sailed.
You're right; it has. This now it's not under covers, though.
This is the your internet privacy equivalent of Gordman's.
Whatever.
Yeah. I love that place.
I feel a little bit more outraged about my internet
you
search.
Scream, lady. Scream.
Broadway coming to Omaha. Word came yesterday that the national tour of Hamilton will be making an Omaha stop.
Yeah,
you're going to have to wait.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait.
Don't go buying your tickets tomorrow.
It won't be here till the 2018-19 season. No sooner than the fall of 18, but no later than the spring of 19.
Which I mean...
Sit on your thumb!
It's like when it's back from what, Europe?
I know, it's
going
everywhere.
It's going to Des Moines first. I was like, Des Moines got it first?
Chicago, you got it?
Well, Chicago has a residency. Okay, ours is different. Right. This is the touring company. So there are cities that have they're camped here. I mean, it's like they're not going anywhere. But this is the touring company, so they would be in Omaha for 3 weeks. Those tickets are going to go like...
burn out. This will be like the 8th road show incarnation of Hamilton. You know, sick of that thing they will be?
It's even in the movies. Isn't it? It's in the movies, right?
Uh-uh.
Oh, God, I thought it was.
It's in the what?
It's not a movie.
I thought
yet.
It was a movie already.
Oh, God, no.
It's just been all over the place for so long. It feels like it's been in the movies.
Are there bootleg copies of it? Somebody had to have filmed
it. No, it's hard to find.
I'm sure there's got to be a bootleg copy.
They're really good about taking it down because if you go online, my cousin who's like super into it, she's like, it's hard. They're pretty good about pulling stuff down. She's like, you know, you can search and you can find it, but it'll be gone.
Yeah. What about in the dark web?
It might be in the dark web. I listen to the soundtrack online, but you can't watch the show. Like it's the soundtrack, but it's without any.
You loved it that much. Listen to it online, the soundtrack.
Yeah, I downloaded it. I bought the album. I can't even tell you how much I listen to probably Hamilton almost every day.
Well, you know what? Everyone knows that.
This is a headline going back to March of 2014. It says Tony Award winner Lin-Manuel Miranda is responding to people looking for illegal copies of Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
On Tumblr. This is back in March of 2015. So basically 2 years ago, people were on Tumblr saying, who's got an illegal Hamilton bootleg? There's got to be one out there.
I'm telling you, they do a good job. They're pretty savvy about it. I mean, it's not that there isn't one, but it's not easily accessible, and they're pretty good about taking it down. Like, I think that they have tech nerds that are at their disposal to take down any illegal content. You got to go see it.
We've got the best nerds. Our tech nerds that are into
I got some nerds
hacking in Broadway.
Yeah. Yep. Seriously, it's a niche.
Maybe you can seek your Russians on it.
Right? Get after it.
Guccifer.
That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Channel 94.1.
Welcome, everybody. Wow. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only.
People, more than not, were more stressed about losing their phone than they were, say, like a terror attack.
Yeah, but not death of a loved one.
No. Death of a loved one, serious illness, planning a wedding, like all those things, those were definitely scoring higher than losing a smartphone. But it was just funny that the way they broke it down was losing your smartphone was more stressful than a terror attack. Like that was like...
I don't know about that. I'd compare it to a car crash. I think people, it's on that level. I got in an accident. Actually, you could probably tell someone you got in a wreck and as long as no one was hurt, people are like, But if you're like, I lost my smartphone, people are like, whoa.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah. Did you get it back?
Like, did you get it back?
Oh,
right away.
God,
people,
did you have all your stuff in the cloud?
People want to know right away. Like, are you back to normal? And you're like, well, yes, obviously, because... you don't even, you can't even deal with anybody until you go get that sorted out.
Yeah, because it's in your mind constantly.
Which can take a day.
But losing a wallet would really get me.
Yes.
That just, that freaks me the hell out.
But
and
how often,
car keys.
But see, how often do you use your keys? You lose. You don't lose your wallet.
No.
But I think people are smarter and smarter with their smart. It's never away from them. It's so.
I had a panic moment the other day. I went to go, I mean, and this was so stupid. I went to go pick up the kids from school.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm driving, I'm chilling in the car, and I think of something immediately, and I'm like, oh, you know, because I reached for my phone, and I was like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? And I had left it on the counter at home, and it was probably seriously one of the most stressful pickups.
Because you thought maybe it was on top of the car.
Well, yeah, because like you have that moment, like until it gets back in your hands, you're like, I mean, I think I left it on the kitchen counter. It's not in my pocket. It's not in my purse.
Ah, then everything just blurs by because you're trying to get to it. And
yeah, I mean, I was just, I mean, it was one of those like, we need to get home now. Mom needs to get back together with her.
I think it's just a learning curve. It's how long you've, you know, been an adult with a smartphone.
Yeah.
Everybody loses it once. Yep.
Really?
And then you just learn your lesson and it never happens again. It'd be like you don't lose your child.
No.
It's with you all the time. It's just how often do you lose your wallet?
Mine is,
you don't really lose
your
wallet.
I don't really lose my wallet, but sometimes I have that feeling like, where is my wallet?
Keys get tossed
and they'll go lost
phones
in the house.
Don't.
No, phones
the
are always in my hand.
The hard thing with phones is, okay, so wallet, keys, they usually end up in the same spots. Like you walk in, you put your keys in a dish. You know what I mean?
That's
or you put
not
your keys
for everybody.
On the hook.
I mean, that's not for me. I don't do that. I don't throw it at the same spot every time.
I think by and large, a lot of people try to find a place where it's like, that's always where I put my keys because I don't want to think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah.
And then like wallet, usually it's like, okay, was it on the dresser? Was it on the counter? I mean, there are certain places that you know you would have put your wallet.
Yeah.
Phone can be anywhere. I mean, phone you have everywhere. It's like phone could be, is it in the laundry room? I had it while I was watching television. Well, then there was that time where we walked to the park. You know, I mean, phone goes all over the place. I feel like in a way that other things don't necessarily, like it doesn't have like a, if it's not sitting on the charger, I mean, your guess is as good as mine.
Where
it is.
That?
Like I found it in the closet once.
Really?
I was like, oh yeah.
What's it doing in the closet?
I was changing clothes.
In
I took
closet?
It out of the, yeah, I've in the closet. Yeah.
That's when you might have dementia. You're like the lady in the Alzheimer's ad.
Changing clothes
where
in the
she left the keys on top of the eggs again.
In the fridge.
Remember that ad?
In the closet.
She's looking, she's like, I can't find the eggs. And the husband goes, it's okay. And then he goes right to the fridge.
That was sad
commercial.
Because
it happens all the time. And he opens the fridge. And her keys are on top of the eggs. And he looks over at her and he goes, I love you, baby. And it goes,
so sad.
This is you in 20 years.
Oh, no.
Man. And you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I've done that before with my glasses, too.
Hopefully we'll have an app for that.
Where I'm like, where the stink are my glasses?
You all have a robot. Well, so what still seems crazy and unsustainable is we all still have this ability to lose your phone and you don't have a backup. I thought by 2017, the cell phone companies would have a little backup buddy.
Another small backup
space shuttle, like in a sci-fi movie, in case the space shuttle blows up.
Yeah.
There's a backup space shuttle on the gantry ready to go to the International Space Station for an emergency. I'm surprised that we don't have a burner that they don't sell that comes with your... I mean, these phones are like $5,000 pieces of machinery now, these smartphones.
They're computers.
I'm surprised they don't have a backup you can turn that on and now you have a phone until you get your new smartphone.
Yeah, because I have a... they have the iCloud that holds all your info.
Right.
You just have to go buy a phone, but I don't trust the iCloud, so... You know,
I don't know what it takes.
You still have to go get a phone is what I'm saying. The moment that phone is gone is usually a lot of times you're, in theory, is an emergency. You have no ability to call anyone. You have no ability to call someone to ask them if your phone is there. If you've ever left your smartphone in a cab, it's the worst. How do you call the cabbie back or Uber? You can't call your Uber guy and go, hey, man, did I leave my phone?
Yeah.
But and that's the reality.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to carry around two phones.
No, you leave the one at
home.
It'd be like just chilling for you at home.
Well, why wouldn't you just go out and buy one then?
You could. You could go get like a Cricket or whatever, one of those like pay.
Have you ever done it before? It's a nightmare.
No, I haven't. No, I've only done
it. You go there and your insurance doesn't cover any of that. They give you a 1-800 number and say, this is what you pay for.
Yeah.
Call that 800 number and they're going to tell you to go sit on your thumb. They're going to... say, well, we'll send you a phone in the mail.
Oh, fun.
We will put phone in mail and fly it to you. I mean, completely unsustainable because by the time it lands, you don't need it anymore. Like, you need a phone
now.
Now. We flip out when we lose these.
Yeah, obviously. The study thinks it's what? A terrorist attack?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not quite a serious illness or losing a child, exactly. But that people, I think, are more stressed out about the idea of losing a phone than an attack.
Isn't that weird? It's just a stupid phone. There was a time when we didn't even carry a phone around with us.
Yeah, you always knew where it was. But, it was on a cord at your house.
It's your brain.
Yeah, it's everything.
We put everything in it.
I've got everything in my phone. All right, 402-938-9400. I shouldn't say that. Someone's going to steal my phone.
Everyone's like, perfect.
And they're going to find nothing.
Excellent.
Like, this is a bunch of crap.
Channel 94.1. Check this out.
More of what you listen for.
Gets me laughing every morning. Funny. The music.
This is my station.
I never listen to anything else.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Britney Spears invited Backstreet Boy Howie on stage. She was doing her freak show segment of her Las Vegas show. She's got a residency there. And I guess she invited Howie to join her on stage as part of the Piece of Me concert on Sunday night. She made him crawl on all fours.
I don't know why.
Make him be a freak.
Yeah, made him be a freak. Lightly tapping him on the bum with a whip.
You're like, Howie, really?
Yeah.
Do you know your full Backstreet?
I don't. I wish I did, but then I don't.
I guess I just realized I always confuse Howie with the guy with the crazy facial hair who is supposed to be the bad boy.
Yeah, no, it's not the same.
Howie D was like the nice guy.
Oh. And he's the one I got on stage?
Yeah, he's the one crawling on all fours.
Do the Backstreet Boys have a residency out there? Do they have a show going on?
No, they've been all over the place, but he was just there checking it out. I bet he was there because they were there for the Academy of Country Music, and they got on stage. So this was her show on Sunday night. So this must have been like after the awards show. They were probably like, yeah, let's check out Spears.
So,
well, people know Nick Carter.
Yeah.
Kevin Richardson's had the Caterpillar guys eyebrows, who was like 50. Brian Luttrell was the singer who had heart issues.
Is AJ McLean the one with the eyebrows?
AJ was the bad boy.
What?
Ooh. And then Howie D was like the nice boy.
Hi, guys. His name's Howie.
Hey, guys.
Come on. Hey, my name's Howie. I love the name Howie.
So Howie's job was like to keep the rest of them out of like getting arrested.
Okay.
Be good, guys.
Sounds like you did a decent job. So.
But yeah, he got up on stage. He was a good sport about it. Right. Just making him crawl all over the place.
Why is she so naughty now?
She looks great.
Oh, my God. She looks awesome.
Oh, my God. I was checking out some of her outfits. I was like, wow, Britney is back. That is just not messing around.
Yeah. How old is Britney?
And I bet I'm going to take a wild guess and say, God, because she's been in the media for so long, I'm going to say she's 29. God, that seems old, though.
She's 35.
Oh, man, look at that. She would give me a big old hug, wouldn't she?
I know, she's like 29, not with this amount of plastic surgery. You're like, wait, what?
She doesn't have any, does she?
Are you nuts?
Did you say everyone has plastic surgery?
Buddy, look at her face. She's had some freshening.
I like her.
I do. This, you take it as a cut. It's not a cut to say that. I'm saying, like,
well, wouldn't you be offended if somebody's, if we gave you a compliment, we were like, Molly looks good, and somebody was like, yeah, we had that much work on that face. Put your trowel down.
Why else are you getting it done?
I hope they're done working today.
Why else would you get it done?
It just sounds hurtful to me. I don't know.
It's not meant to be hurtful. It's coming from a place of, like, you realize that this is not human.
Well, Molly, a place of appreciation.
Molly, you look very beautiful.
Thank you. For somebody who hasn't had any work done, I look very natural. And I own it.
Jeff that was a softball. But anyway,
he's like, all right.
You know Molly hasn't had any work done.
I haven't had work done.
I don't see her all the time.
No, I'd tell you. I haven't had any done. I go for power facials and stuff just because I love, you know, like taking care of my skin. I haven't had any of like the injectables or anything.
We hear about the lasers. You've been laser beamed.
Yeah, I've totally done Ideal Image.
You're like a hairless cat.
I am. I mean, but that's just called upkeep. I mean, that's not like necessarily changing the landscape of like, did you see her when she was before?
She kept her facial hair there.
She got her face tasered.
She's got not yet, not the face.
Beard
all the
tasers.
Underarms and the legs.
She had a big bushes underneath her arm. She got done. That took about a year and a half.
They're still gnawing away at that one.
Sorry.
No, I trust me.
Yet she's the only. Yet she's the only fit person on the show.
Yes.
She's the only fit gal on the show.
Wait a minute, that's not saying much. I'm the only gal on the show. Come on.
I don't know. All right.
Yeah, he's like, she is my favorite female co-host. You're like, wait a minute. Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx, it's like spotting a unicorn. The two of them were trying to have a quiet dinner out together on Sunday night in New York City. You know, they've denied for years and years that they have any romance going, but then you see them, you know, the two of them sitting at dinner and it looks all cozy, like they're a couple.
But, you know, I like the fact that they keep it.
Me too.
Low key. But at the same time, I was reading some deal. Don't ask me why, about how Katie kind of wants it out there a little bit.
That's what I'd read,
but
too.
But he will not do it for some reason.
Nope.
And I think that could be, construed as being mean. But at the same time, look what happens to everyone in the media.
If you know you're going, I mean, I think I think he set the parameters from the get-go. And I have like, you know, I'm with you. It's like, I'm like, well, come on out. Come, you know, be a couple. But I mean, I suppose if he laid the groundwork and he's just sticking to what he's not changing his tune. Uh-uh. I mean, then she's just got to be like, listen, you signed off on this. You knew when you started this in 2013.
And I'm sure it's not like one of those things of disrespect, like going, you know, hey, you know, don't. It's not acting, you know, like together and stuff when we're together.
Yeah, because
because it has to do with the media. It has to.
Yeah, right? He's a really private guy, and it's not as if she's his sometimes person. And like when he walks the red carpet, he either walks alone or he takes his daughter. I mean, he does not go. It's not like he's got this revolving door of like hotties that he's. So, I mean, it's just he's private, which I didn't realize how private he was.
Well.
But now you do.
You really know him.
I do. You know, I waited on him that one time.
You both know him and not know him.
I waited on him that one time and I really felt a connection.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So that is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right, 402-938-9400. Also, Big Party Show at channel94.com. That's an email address right there. We have Facebook as well. Go ahead and like that stuff. We got some sweet stuff coming up this spring. So you want to win some sweet trips and... some sweet things all together, man. You just need to be a part of it. So make sure you like the page.
Channel 94.1.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.